Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The song goes out to Lucas Patterson. Lucas has spent many of holidays in warmer climates.
Kalikimaka is a thing to say on a bright Hawaiian Christmas.
Welcome back, Sports to the Max. Lucas Patterson.
That's the island greeting.
He's a much-traveled man. He's also got a prep school that caters to those that want to become better basketball players right here in Minnesota. And he started it, 3 years ago, Lucas?
This is my fourth year, Max.
Fourth year already. Holy cow. And they said it wouldn't last, huh?
Man.
But weren't you scared to death to start a prep school like that?
To be honest, I've done a lot of things that I jumped off. I felt like I jumped off my own cliff with, and this one was a little real rough. One of the probably the most scariest ones, just because I had my kids with me. So.
Yeah. Now explain to people if you start a prep school like that. We hear that term. What do you have to do to qualify so that it's seen as legitimate and that the credits transfer into colleges?
Yeah, so that was the big thing for when we started it. I wanted to make sure that these guys weren't going to get their, situation taken away from them by just transferring to a first year prep that weren't eligible and all that. So we did a lot of due diligence, me and Donnell Bratton, to make sure when we transferred them that they would have the right credentials.
Who decides whether or not? Is it the high school league? Does the college make that decision on their own? Who accepts it or denies it?
Well, the institutions they all have their own criteria. Every university and college they have their own, but typically the NCAA governs it. So it's basically governed by the NCAA. You have to have a certain amount of core credits. So
they have to accept that the curriculum that you offer is in fact good. Is that the way it works?
Exactly. Yep. They'll do the due diligence. You have to apply to them and make sure that, or you already have to be an accredited institution with the NCAA.
I see. So the NCAA gives you a blanket because it does you no good if they say you're not eligible because and now you got to go somewhere else, huh?
Exactly.
All right, so Lucas, you last year you did COVID, and for people that familiar, you had this prep school where you're playing tournaments and you're on the tour, on the circuit, so to speak. Mm-hmm. How many games did you get in last year, and what was it like?
We played our most within the 4 years of this prep school. We played 52 games.
52?
Yeah, we did.
And how did you travel, and how did you go about your business to make that work?
We traveled by bus and van to some of them, and then the other ones we flew. We stayed for weeks on end, kind of like the NBA, where they did bubbles. So it was easy to get games in after you were there.
I see. Once you're there, I mean, what else are you going to do, right? You study, you play basketball, right?
That was it. Yeah.
And then what kind of testing do you have to do in terms of the COVID?
Yep, we test every week. You know, if we had symptoms or whatever, they were doing temperatures every day just to make sure. But pretty much we were secluded, all in the same hotels, and just, you know, we didn't really go anywhere.
Did you have many cases?
No, we didn't have any last year. No, not one.
Okay, so this year you come back, and obviously a different landscape so far, at least, maybe subject to change. What's it been like this year?
It's been fine this year. We did get hit with the flu bug. None of the kids had COVID, but there was a flu bug going around here in Minnesota that my kids did catch. And that was last week when we got home from Memphis. So we were kind of sickly, but everybody tested out fine. They didn't have COVID. They just had a flu. And then we sent the kids home for break.
So they're on break right now?
Yeah, they'll be back on the 27th.
Now, can you make vaccinations mandatory?
I don't know if I can make them mandatory, but I definitely can require them. We have definitely encouraged it. We have a few kids. About half our team is vaccinated. The other half gets tested.
Yep, and that's the way they do it at some of the high schools as well. And what do you tell the kids about getting vaccinated and why it's important? How do you handle that part of it?
Well, I try not to impede on their family circumstances.
Yeah, it's a fine line, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
Because some of those people back home are going to say, hey, we didn't send my son to school there so you can lecture him on vaccinations, right?
Right, exactly. And I just don't, you know, I want to make sure I'm respecting that line. And so I definitely, we encourage it, but we don't try to force it. So
Now, on your team, what's the roster makeup in terms of how many are from Minnesota and how many are from other states?
We have 7 out-of-towners and 6 in-state kids.
And the in-state kids are from where, all over? Or?
All over, Dallas, Texas, New Hampshire, Kansas City. Yep, they're from everywhere.
Okay, and these players find you how, or do you find them? What's the easiest way?
Well, right now, I think the buzz is out here now with the league that we play in, because Prolific Prep and AZ Compass was the number one team coming into preseason high school out of all the high schools in the country. They were number one nationally ranked.
Yep.
So I think it's easy now to kind of look into our league and be able to see the teams in our league and be like, well, I want to at least be a part of even playing against the number one team in the country. So we get a lot of that by word of mouth or internet, or, you know. So I don't do a whole lot of recruiting. I will step out to some AAU games in the summer and just check out some kids.
And have you played them yet?
No, we'll play AZ Compass in January. In Arizona.
Okay, Lucas Patterson, I guess this is your fourth year. Of the kids that played for you, I mean, what's the breakdown as to where they go after your school? How many go Division I, Division II, Division III, JUCO? What does that look like?
Currently, we got 6 guys in Division I. We have 15 guys junior college. We have one guy D2. So, but this year we have 7 Division I offered seniors. We have 3 committed, Columbia, Kent State, and Tulsa, and then we got another 4 that are looking to commit. So,
and what kind of schools are looking at them?
Kansas, Maryland, who else? The bigger schools are Kansas, Maryland, Rutgers.
Well, who are these kids? Where are they from, and where do they play?
So the kids I'm talking about, Antonio Cho, he's from New York, he's from Buffalo. He's a 6'9", you know, I would say stretch 4 type, kind of plays similar to the kid Jameson Battle, where he can shoot the ball, and he's an athlete at the Gophers. But he might be a little bit more athletic. But, he's tough. He got looks from Kansas and Maryland right now. He actually decommitted from LMU out in California. And then Tavion Banks, real tough kid. He got a lot of interest, Big 10, Big 12 interest. Rutgers has been the latest.
And where's he from?
He's from Kansas City.
And like, do you remember, did they somebody send you a tape of him and you go, that looks like he's really good, or how'd you get him?
So he came off my other big man who's being recruited by UMKC in Tulsa, Antoine Massey. He was one of his high school AAU teammates, and he was looking to move prep, and that's how we got him. So it was kind of in-house thing how we got him.
Now, Lucas, the thing that we keep hearing about prep schools is they've become a very desired landing spot because with COVID, everybody was given another year, and it cluttered up colleges, and kids knew they'd have to wait. It wouldn't do them any good. They couldn't get the scholarship. Even if they went there, they were going to have, you know, six-year seniors sitting behind. Has that played itself out? Have the prep schools become a very desired location for high school kids?
I think so. And this year in our postgraduate program, which is the 1 year removed from high school, we definitely have a couple of those kids. But I just, for whatever reason, I think it's going to be a lot more next year, especially from Minnesota, that are going to probably test those waters. So.
And has the junior college become less popular then? It's because you can save your eligibility by going to a prep school if you do the year out, or what?
Well, I just think what they're trying to do is maximize their opportunity. I think sometimes they get forced and pigeonholed into them junior college choices. You know what I mean? And
yep.
Some of them guys are better than that, and they just don't get the exposure. So we're just trying to provide an exposure platform for these guys so they can try to maximize their potential.
What do college coaches expect from you? What do they want? What do you have to prove to them so that they keep coming back?
I think we've done it. I mean, I think nine kids in my program with a Division I offer at my high school level, I think that's already speaks volumes. Sending six kids D1 the last 3 years, plus another 17 to college on scholarship, I think they start to see that it's not really, might have been a fairy tale before, but it's a reality now. So,
Lucas, your son is one of them, Division I to Missouri State. How is he doing?
He's doing well. He started the last four games. They won the last
four
games. He
did?
Yep.
Lakai got himself a little game, doesn't he?
Yep. Started the last four games. Had his plus-minus against South Dakota State was 32.
Whoa!
Yeah, he was 32 over plus-minus. So he's playing. He's starting to play at a high level. So.
And he's a point guard that can think the game pretty well, isn't he?
Yeah, he's pretty smart.
Okay, so how often do you get to go see him play?
I literally just got back last night. I've seen him play Wednesday. I was off Wednesday through Saturday, so I got a chance to sneak to Missouri and catch a couple home games.
Do you get pretty nervous watching him?
I do. I don't know if it's nervous or more. I just started wanting to coach, so I don't know, which one it is.
Yeah. And are they getting decent crowds now, or what are they getting?
No, they were fine. The game before, I think they had like 3,000 or 4,000. The game against, they played they played BYU, and it was they had a 9,000 in the stands. So that was their biggest crowd this year.
Now, how worried are you about COVID and its reemergence here, and how could that affect your program going forward?
It can. You know, COVID, you know, is proven to stop everything. So, you know, when it stops the pro guys, it definitely can stop us. So, I mean, we're always going to take those precautions, and you know, we're gonna hope for the best and prepare for the worst.
Yeah, but you got to be ready for that, don't you?
Yeah, you do. You definitely do.
But as long as there's a league, you can play in it. The question, you just want to make sure you got a league to play in, that they don't shut the league down, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And if that happened, would you be able to have just a school and have these guys there, or wouldn't they have an interest in being here?
No, I think they definitely have to be here because they got to finish up, their semesters and make sure we get, especially the ones that are moving on. They're definitely going to have to get it done. So, and I think the best spot for them would be to be here because we got access to gyms and training facilities. So it makes sense for them to stay.
Okay. Have you ever played IMG?
We're actually going to play them in 2 weeks.
Really?
My post-grad played their post-grad in October, late October in Florida. And they beat us by one.
By only one?
Yeah, about one, yeah.
You know Mike Leanne's going down there to help run it from Osseo High School.
Oh, yeah?
He is, man. Not the basketball part, but the whole academy.
Football. Yeah. He plays football, right?
He played football, but now he was an assistant superintendent at Osseo High School, and now he took a job at IMG.
Oh, okay, yeah. I know the football player from Hopkins.
Yeah. Yes. Exactly. Yep. Yep. He got himself some game back in the day. He played for the Gophers in the NFL. But you might want to hook up with him and start talking about, you know, home and homes and some of that stuff.
Yeah, for sure. Most definitely.
All right, Lucas, what are you going to do for Christmas?
I'm going to hang out with my family, man. I hope to get some family time because we're always on the road. So I'm going to make sure I do that.
Okay, and one last question. We were talking to Larry McKenzie about this earlier. You're on the north side there, and you've been on the north side, and you know people. You know, you have a relative that's doing time that we've talked about before that's not going to get out anytime soon. What worries you the most? This isn't your prep school kids, but in general, on the north side of Minneapolis, what scares you and concerns you the most right now as we see carjackings and everything else?
I just think it's the lack of direction. I think we don't have enough programming and leadership out here to maintain and to get these guys refocused on something that's going to be beneficial for them. A lot of these kids are caught in this situation not because they want to be, because there's some idle time on their hands and lack of direction. So.
That's exactly what Larry said.
Yeah.
That's exactly what he said. And what programs do they need to initiate at what age to curb that?
I mean, I think athletics is always a good thing, something that they're interested in, maybe the arts, some more art stuff, and then definitely some mentoring and some people like, Adrian Patterson and them guys coming back from the penitentiaries, being able to mentor them and put them in certain groups and situations where they're able to speak their truth and make sure that they can help the generation behind them.
You mentioned Adrian. That's the guy I was thinking of course, your cousin, but he's doing time. Is he allowed to mentor? What is his schedule now? Is he allowed to do anything to try to help now that he's in?
Yeah, so I think he's in the down, so I think he'll be able to be starting to do some community stuff here in a little bit, you know, when, you know, they let him kind of, you know, go down to minimal. So, and I think he wants to do it. He knows he wants to give back, and he owes, and that's what he wants to do.
All right, keep me in touch on that one, okay?
I definitely will.
Okay, but you have a really Merry Christmas, all right, buddy?
All right, you too. Take care.
Yep, thanks, Lucas buddy. Patterson. And he's been doing it. They got that thing going, and you go, I don't know how long this, and it's lasted 4 years.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
With TikTok ads, our revenue went up $10 million year over year during back-to-school season. Penn Foster is online education. TikTok is great because the reach is incredible for finding a lot of different types of audiences on the platform. Creator content at scale allowed us to easily develop and distribute creator-led ads. Our return on ad spend for TikTok is 21% higher than the next best channel.
Start growing your business today. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.